All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're doing Spawn Volume 5. Now, I'd already done this and screwed up, but we're doing it again. You know, things happen. It took me an hour, so we'll go through it with another hour. They're good comics, so I don't mind going back through them again. Let's go ahead and get started. Oh, Capullo does a lot of the fucking work this time. I mean, this is when he really got known. And awesome artwork. Excuse me. 27 to 32. I'd like to think that one of the reasons for Spawn's success is that this book is able to try a variety of different storytelling techniques and make them all fairly enjoyable. With having such a large audience and such a variety of different ages reading the book, it can sometimes be difficult to determine what kinds of stories the readers would like to see. So I try to come up with a wide range of tales that can flip between being more fantasy-oriented and others that are more down-to-earth. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 28. Okay. January 27th, well, no, that's not right. Issue 27, January 1995, Cursed. Ooh, Spawn's look better. Massachusetts, once again I've been passed over. I understand. You have given power to one whose faith must be far greater than mine. Now I must prove myself, so I accept your test of my faith. The Spawn and I shall meet. Then you will see. I'll prove worthy of your empire. I can't begin to know your great plans, Lord, but I must profess that it does confuse me. I'm forced to use technology from the secular world. I've spent the majority of my fortune preparing for your kingdom. Why do you forsake me? The jet is fueled and ready to leave for for New York, Mr. Kron. Why have I been cursed? Here you are, the Red Light District. You be careful, they do like outsiders around here. Thank you for your concern, though I do plan on having a rather pleasant evening. Excuse me, mister. Got some change? You see, my health's not too good, and I need to get some new medicine. I swear! My illness gives me gas, too. Hey, stud. You have the money. I've got the time. Make us both feel good, I promise. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. What are you saying? Chapel killed Bobby to get at me. He was just an innocent victim. I'm gonna have to start living with the fact that a lot of blood has been spilled in my name. I'm getting sick of that. Another man died because I didn't do anything. It's time I started helping you guys instead of hurting. Come on, Al. This ain't your fault. You didn't ask for all those wars. Neither did Bobby. He liked you, Al. A lot. I know he did. Chapel couldn't have cared less. Then the friggin' idiot went and blew his own head off. The psycho. Didn't allow me the chance to kill him myself. That was Youngblood issues 8 to 10, which we don't have. You're talking crazy, Al. You don't want to be just like them. They're just pushing your buttons. They're messed up. All of them. You're right. They don't give a crap about us. But I know you do. He's right, Al. So don't go doing something you're gonna regret. Bobby wouldn't want that. Thanks, fellas. Unfortunately, this war isn't going away. I'm going to have to accept that. My existence has set things in motion that I can't control. But I've been given power. It's time I tried using it for something positive. Your magic? I thought it hurts to use it. So does seeing my friends being murdered. You think you can heal him or something? You'd be a miracle worker. That's just the problem. I'm no god, just some twisted human. My power keeps giving you a false message. I want to see if Bobby can do something for me. Like what? Live! Yeah, what a trip! Hey, Bootsy, did you miss me? Be honest. Hey, Al, you okay? No. Having now resurrected the dead, Al Simmons falls to his knees. The consequence of using his energy in that manner causes his body to shudder. Though in pain, he allows himself a weak smile beneath his mask. He's lost valuable energy, but gained back some respect. The Queens, New York, home of Wanda Blake. When will you be home? Not till supper time. Were you able to find out anything more from the agency? You know as well as I do that people around here protect one another with their lives. Fortunately, I was able to get some pretty interesting files out of Sundin's office. Good. I hope we can get some kind of leads as to why the CIA wanted to make you disappear so badly. Believe me, I'm trying. Most of these files don't make any sense, though it looks like Jason Wynn is involved somehow. I just can't tell how deep. Anyways, I'm bringing these files home, all 57 of them. Maybe we can make some headway after Cyan's asleep. How's she doing anyways? Oh, a bit fussy. I'm gonna put her down for a nap. Okay, sweetheart. I'm gonna do a bit more work with these files. See if I can catch the boys with their backs turned. Boom! There he is, sire! Thank you, my flock. You've served me well. You'll not be forgotten when I receive the power. I will not shun you as I have been. So promises the curse! Believe us, it's our pleasure. The guy was a scab. Thought he owned the alleys. In his weakened state, Spawn and his costume were ill-prepared to protect themselves from the sudden ambush. So it ends. I'd have thought this Spawn would be better prepared. A true believer wouldn't fall so quickly. Not if he had faith. Mere human technology shouldn't prevail so easily. Maybe I've made a mistake in thinking my lord gave him his powers. The master chooses only the strong-willed followers. Obviously, this cape creature is not from the heavens, nor someone with divine powers. He's merely an agent of Satan, making a mockery of our beliefs. Let him rot in hell. Man, would you look at the size of that hole? Why'd they do that? What's going on here? I don't know, but do you think he's dead? What? His cape's moving. It's gotta be good. Come on, let's move him out of the way. Cranks! He won't budge! Spawn weighs nearly 500 pounds. Having a body made of psychoplasm with a density greater than cement will do that. Now what? Maybe we can leave him. Maybe we can leave him till we get more help. Suddenly, the night air is shattered with the wailing sounds of. Wee-woo, 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 wee-woo. Now what? Drink, Mama, please. In a minute, Cyan. Are you sure taking those files won't get you into trouble? Not really, but something's got people acting weird. It's like everyone's trying to forget I was on the agency's hit list, acting like nothing happened. Either they're scared or someone's got something on one of the big boys, maybe both. Good. After what they did to you, I don't have any sympathy for them. For heaven's sake, Terry, you were almost killed and we still don't know why. Well, hopefully this stack of files would give us a few answers. It seems something big had to trigger all those events. I mean, you just don't tick off the CIA police mob and FBI. And that costume guy, Spawn, somehow he knew me. But why'd he save my... Excuse me. Wrong voice. But why'd he save my butt? I'd be dead meat if he hadn't shown. Maybe he's the one that's got them in a tizzy. What's really spooky is the guy knew my name. Wee wee wee. Jimmy, you know what to do. Go, hurry. Evening, officer. What's up? There's been a report of loud gun blasts around here. Know anything about it? Nope. Nope. Then what's wrong with your buddy there? Oh, you mean Al. The guy's a sloppy drunk. Can't hold his liquor worth a darn. Well, I need my car through this alley, so get your pal out of my way now. Sure, right away. What? That came from the other direction. Better hurry. The officer slams his car into reverse, rushing to the aid of a simulated victim. That Jimmy screams like a bloody woman. Okay, we bought ourselves some time, but he's still too heavy to move. Just keep him covered with that hat and trench coat. I'm gonna get a few more guys to help. Hear me, brothers! The place you live in holds much evil. I have already vanquished one of Satan's minions thanks to your efforts. But there are still too many unbelievers in these streets. Those who would protect the sinners around us. They all lack something you and I hold dear. Faith and the fear of God. These virtues make up the moral fiber of this great country. Blind, unquestioning faith. Hear my tale, friends. Peace. That's all I desired when I was a boy. While the other kids played, I prayed. As years rolled by, though, it seemed as if I was being ignored. Every day was plagued with injustice. The peace I dreamed of seemed so distant. Then I realized why. I had not made a personal sacrifice. What could I give? As an offering towards the end of suffering. Then I took out my left eye with a sharp stick. Then I martyred my face with a cut deep enough to scar me forever. Even with that, my prayers went unanswered, so I knew I'd have to give more of myself. Without hesitation, I sacrificed my right arm. The doctor said I wanted attention, that my actions defied logic. Self-mutilation, they said, was not the act of a rational person. But they missed the point. It was truth I wanted. It would be found through faith, not logic. But they couldn't understand, so I began to live the way they wanted me to. Went to college, started businesses, acquired fortunes. Money enabled me to build a new and a stronger arm. My faith became even more resilient. So now I await his blessings, his power, his truth. Yes, truth. Spark! I'll tell you something that's important to remember. Make sure your enemy is completely dead before you walk away. Otherwise, you'll think you're being chased by a ghost. Then paranoia starts to eat you alive. My arm! You've destroyed it! How dare you! Shut up! I'm tired of you sick pigs. Your twisted logic gives you some sort of permission from up high to go around shooting people. Well, screw you and whoever sent you. Blasphemer! Blasphemer! I'll not submit to the devil's child! My lord will take care of me. So do your worst. I will accept my burden. Good, because I'm in a bad mood. I won't even have to use these guns to kick your butt. Using my fists will make me feel much better. Whoever's backing you has got to be one sick puppy. What did you say? You heard me. You shall never speak of him like that. Not ever again. Oof. In my time, I've suffered enough insolence for any 10 men. The time has come to silence the non-believers. You, red-cloaked demon, shall bow at the feet of my master. You're insane. You're mistaken, you damned fool. I know exactly what I'm doing, and the rewards for my actions will be great. This time my lord cannot ignore me. This time he'll acknowledge my existence. Victory! The devil will never succeed in his battle with good. Hear me, my followers. Tonight we will... Eat me, old man. Sweat! Sweat! Back off, Spawn! You're not gonna lay another hand on him. Not unless you intend on going through us. According to this, Internal Affairs was fed false information on the disappearance and possible theft of some military hardware. Now, that info had to come above, but whoever the thieves were, they wove a pretty convoluted scheme to keep themselves from being detected. You're right about one thing. Oh, hold on. There's another... From what I was able to make out, the Mafia's tied to all this, too. It can't be coincidence, but I can't figure the connection. Illegal arms trade? You're right about one thing. This business has become so blurred, it's going to take some pretty long hours to find the starting point of all this. I probably haven't said it yet, but I'm really proud of you for deciding to help me, Wanda. Thanks. I always try to avoid putting you through anything like this, especially after what happened to Al. I know you did. But this is something I want to do. I'm gonna put Cyan down. Be back in a minute. Okay, sweetheart. Terry's going through so much. If I can figure out even one piece, that might help him feel like things are going forward. The CIA and FBI are way out of my league. But this Spawn, he knows Terry. How? I'll focus on finding that answer. In the squalor of New York's alleys, a dead man turned demon driven to rage explodes through a gauntlet of his friends to reach his target. He's beyond caring about who's in his way. The thirst for revenge has consumed him. No one will stop him tonight. Not even the threat of divine retribution. The end? No. Issue 28, February 1995. Protector. My God, every one of them. They're all friggin' psychos. And they've all taken aim straight at me. Well, now they'll get the message. Even better, they'll see it. And if they're smart, they'll walk away. No one's going to walk on my turf again without seeing a warning sign. Should have done this sooner. Hold on, guys. Since his return from the grave, this man, now called Spawn, has been hunted. And hounded. And beaten. And shot at. He's become like a raging bull penned up too long. Anger has been smoldering deep inside, and he's ready to explode. This man, once trained to be so rational in his every move. Lord have mercy on the next fool to cross his path. You shall die for this! Shut up. Watch your tone, Hellspawn. My time will come. Though you may have broken me physically, my spirit has been fortified. I've seen the error of my ways, relied far too heavily on the Lord. He's forsaken me. I understand that now. Even after all I've given of myself, I shall never enter his kingdom. So I cast away my allegiance. It's time to fight my battles alone. And my war starts with you, demon. Though you've taken a human shape, I know what you are. Where you come from. You, like me, have also been cursed. It saddens me that I must kill you. Do you hear me? As clouds gather for an imminent rainfall, Wanda drives across the Triborough Bridge into New York City. She muses how this is the first time she's taken the car into the Big Apple. I must be crazy. Didn't like having to lie to Terry about where I was going, but he'd never have let me go alone. The dumb thing is, he'd have been right. The chances of me being able to find the Spawn are pretty remote, especially since he's been able to dodge the media so well, and the authorities. It's like he's a ghost. Coming out of nowhere, then disappearing into the dark. But he's got the answer to some very serious questions, like, who tried to kill my husband? An ironic question considering that her first husband, Al Simmons, was killed, and is now the very one whom she is in search of. It's not fair what they did. He's had to endure so much since his own friends at the agency turned on him. I know that's really eating at him. His injuries are still bothering him, but he's still putting on a strong show for me and Cyan. Plus, he's trying to deal with his so-called co-workers again, as if they hadn't been spying on him in conjunction with other agencies. If the mob wanted him dead, that makes some sense, because they're the bad guys. But by his own people, they're supposed to be on his side. Damn them all. I know it's taking a toll on Terry, no matter how much he tries to hide it. I've caught him a couple of times, just staring off into the darkness. He looks so broken. He'd be dead if it wasn't for that Spawn. I need to know why he came to Terry's rescue while everyone else had turned their backs. Terry works in an office, for heaven's sakes. Where could he have met anyone like that? Consumed in thought, Wanda barely pays attention to her decrepit surroundings. Hey, Gilmore. Yeah, I see. I'm king here. This is my home. How dare you come here and try to turn my people against me? Believe me, curse, you're in no position to threaten anyone. I make the rules here. You get that through your thick skull. So you rant about revenge all you want. I've got a few things to take care of. I'll be back, but don't get too comfortable, because I'm not close to being finished with you. Raised in a close neighborhood, Wanda had rarely strayed from the watchful eyes of family and friends. Even in college, she was cautious about her after-hour activities. It wasn't that she was timid or a prude, just very focused on the personal path she wanted to walk. Putting herself in such potential danger now shows the depth of her commitment to helping her husband. As the night air's temperature begins to drop, her heartbeat increases. Flinching at every sound and movement, she keeps telling herself that it's all just her imagination running away with her. Not quite. Hee hee hee. Oh, this just kills me. Bribes, political favors, call girls. This file's filled with enough info to fry Chief Banks to a crisp. Life is good. Though I do admire your virtuoso flair for gloating, I have one small question, sir. Shoot. I thought you said that Spawn wanted this delivered to the chief so he pulled the troops off their searches of the alleys. You know, simple blackmail thing. You're absolutely right. Well, isn't Spawn going to be a bit perturbed with you for not doing as he asked? Ah, lighten up, Twitch. The chief's been a pain in my rear for years. Now I've finally got something to make him back off. Ain't no way I'm going... Huh? Cripes, I don't believe it. This can't be true. No one's that sick. We'll have to wait to find out what it is. Bribes, political favors, two-bit whores. These things are full of dirty laundry. But there still isn't anything that even remotely ties me into any of this. There has to be some kind of connection, somewhere, that would inspire the agency to try to murder me. Just gotta keep looking. Deedeep! Deedeep! Hello? Hi, Terry. This is Sheila Egger. Is Wanda there? She said she was going over to your place. Said there was some new charity you had to discuss. Nope. I haven't talked to her all day. Hope she's all right. Terry goes stone cold silent. The possibilities of what might be happening are too horrific to think about. As the minutes turn into hours, Wanda finds the path leading to Spawn blocked at every turn. Though she's questioned over 36 of the homeless, nothing has come of it. Either this Cape vigilante doesn't exist, or these vagrants have agreed to keep his whereabouts a secret. She continues her search. Never heard of the feller, but if it makes any difference, I'd put on a pair of shorts too if it meant you'd come looking for me, and I'd let you catch me, if you know what I mean. Red cape? Yep, now that's a good one. People around here think I'm crazy, but a dude with skulls and crap, that's funny. You've got no business being in these alleys. Finally, she resorts to simpler tactics, and she quickly finds a believer in free agency. Lady, you just bought yourself a tour guide. Are you sure this is right? Trust me, babe. Up there. Just around that corner and down a bit. You should find something. But I ain't going near his spot. The red freak's a lunatic. So you're on your own, lady. Hello? Is anyone here? Cautiously, she turns the last corner. God, no! Please, save me! No! No! Stay away! She flees. Talk! Boom! Spat! She doesn't get too far. You're a pretty one, too. That's just gonna be a bonus. What are you doing? Please don't. Gimme, gimme, she's mine. No way, I saw her first. Boys, boys, there'll be plenty of time for all of us. Meow. Friggin' cat's sure scared of something. Who's in there? I said, who's in there? Gas! Yeah. Scared and confused, the third assailant darts into a side alley. Crack! Snap! Crunch! The sickening sounds of bones breaking and cartilage tearing assault Wanda's ears. There isn't a scream to accompany any of it. Who's next? Hauntingly, he emerges from the shadows, a specter of death prepared, even waiting for the next move. Several years as a CIA-trained assassin taught him to fear nothing. Especially now in his new life, he is the one to instill the fear, inflict the pain. Back away from that woman, now! Anxiety, dread, panic, all the emotions Spawn sought to inspire now surge to his final standing gang member. Having pulled the jagged shard from his leg, the thug reacts instinctively. Back off, man, or she buys it! How dare you! Threaten me? Don't be an idiot! Screw you! Crack! The thumb will be the only usable digit on his right hand after tonight. Bang! You're dead. For the first time since he was 4 years old, Dougie Mad Dog Gilmore wets his pants and doesn't care. Get out of my sight! Dear Lord! You okay, lady? Next time you might want to pay attention to where you're walking. I'm sorry, I didn't mean for any of this to happen. Wanda? How do you know Terry and I? Who are you? Someone who cares. I need to know something. Why did you save my husband? He's so confused right now. None of this makes any sense to him, or to me. I saw what you did to those men just now. You could have killed them. I didn't want that. I came here for another reason. To thank you. When all of this was going on, I didn't want to believe any of it. Terry being investigated by internal affairs? Dead men connected to the mafia on my front lawn? Terry blamed for the murders? Everyone had turned on him. He nearly died from the beating Overkill gave him. He's alive, though, thanks to you. Your help saved his life. I couldn't bear to lose him. I love him so much. We have a little girl, but you probably know that. She needs her dad so very much. We both do. But you scare me. I know I should be grateful to you for saving me tonight, but what you did, it looked like you enjoyed yourself. That's scaring me. Please, Wanda, don't turn away. I am here to help. He raises his hand to wipe some mud from her cheek. She recoils, fearing that he is about to strike her. You're that afraid of me? I'm sorry. No, this is my fault. Here, before I go, I want you to have something. You did more than save a life. You've allowed us to remain a family. That means everything to me. I know it was wrong for me to come here tonight. Forgive me. I won't ever come back again. Wait, Wanda, please. Later. He's been staring at the photo for 3 hours. It'll be another 2 before he puts it down. Okay, so I need to add that there was a really big deal that happened between issue 28 and 29. It's called the Angela miniseries. And when we see Spawn, it's after he's gotten his fucking ass kicked from a battle in heaven that unfortunately we don't have here. Why? I don't fucking know. Because this is really, really necessary. They'll talk about it, like brief hints of what happened, but you won't know what happened until you read the Angela miniseries, and I don't even think there's a digital version of it. All I could find was scans, so... And obviously they're not putting these on Humble or anything like that, which is where I got these comics. So, yeah, kind of sucks, guys. Just three issues, but it was a lot that happened. And Neil Gaiman wrote those, by the way, so definitely something you might want to check out. Okay, back with the next issue after the war, or the battle that they had in heaven. Issue 29, March 95, Father. Note, the story begins where we left Spawn at the close of the Angela miniseries, issue 3. So we're missing those. Go track them down. Hey, mister, bet you're gonna get in big trouble for getting all dirty like that. What you doing on the sidewalk, mister, huh? You playing a game? Can I play too? Don't you got a home to go to? You wanna play ball? Weakened from his battle in heaven, Spawn struggles to remain conscious. Sorry, kid. Not right now. He loses the fight. Crack. Mister, come on. You need some help. Little Auntie Frank has no idea that he's trying to lift over 400 pounds of psychoplasm. He's only intent on helping. He surprises himself by being able to lift a grown man. He is unaware that the chains attached to Spawn's waist have come to life. You're actually kind of light. Excuse me. Let's try that again. You're kind of light, actually. Created in the depths of Hell's 8th level. The chains instinctively help their hosts, bearing Spawn's total weight. Mommy? No, Giggle, I'm not your mother, but I think we should get off the street. You look funny. Pushing the wagon forward, the chains shatter the cement in a series of forceful shoves. Though ignorant of the fact, Andy would be thankful to know his wagon was stress-tested at the factory to withstand 450 pounds. Luckily. Chink, chink. Where are we going? Home. What do you think? Though I can't let Pa see you, he wouldn't understand. He never does. As the shirt comes untucked, it exposes more than just flesh. Welts and bruises cover his back like an ugly road map. Before he can ask, Spawn again loses his focus. The questions will have to wait. Queens, New York, the home of Wanda Blake and Terry Fitzgerald. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I guess I thought I could help somehow. And you are helping, Wanda, but none of this is so important that it's worth risking your life. If the bad guys want to come after us, fine, we can't stop that. But we don't have to go into their den. There has to be something in those files I brought home, something we can investigate from a safer distance. I know, it was reckless of me to go out there. It's just that I know how much all this is bothering you, whether you'll admit it or not. And the only person who seemed to be on your side was Spawn, though I have no idea why. But you should have seen him, Terry. He brutalized those 3 men in a matter of seconds. Didn't let up till they were just more garbage in his alley. I was so scared. Anyway, for some reason, I can't stop thinking about him. Is that crazy or what? Not really, but he knows things he shouldn't, so we'll just... Did you hear that? Yes. Oh, no. Mama! 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 Hey, you. Your mama said you were learning how to climb out of your crib. I guess you finally mastered it, huh? Giggle. Little girl, what am I gonna do with you now? Daddy! 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 Dad! What am I supposed to do now? I'm not made of money! You think we could just eat out every day? Well, let me tell you something, boy. I expect a hot meal when I get home from work. Not some friggin' swell that's ice cold. I'll get you some better stuff, Pa. You're damn right you will. But first I want you on your hands and knees. I'm gonna make you eat this like the dog that you are. Leave him be. You got something to say? Put him down. You're hurting him. Again. How many times have I told you to mind your own business? I'll take care of you later. Eddie! I'm not finished with your little brother yet. No, Pa, please. Nestled among the elm trees in a quiet Florence, Alabama neighborhood sits a nondescript white house. Inside an all too frequent activity continues. Though it gets noisy at times, no one pays much attention. For what could be amiss or improper in a well-respected police officer's house? Later. I'm sorry about all this, Andy. I wish I could do more. Every time I try and get him to take his anger out on me, he just hits you harder. God, I wish Mom was still alive to help you. Don't worry about it. I'm a big boy now. I can take it. He didn't break anything. You'll have to wear long sleeves to school tomorrow. Hey, I forgot. There's something you gotta see. Come on, we've waited long enough. He should be passed out by now. So predictable. So, what's up? What do you have to show me that's so important? You'll see. I've got it hidden in the shack. This is really cool. Hello? Close the door, please. Oh yeah, I forgot you're not feeling too good. I just wanted my brother to meet you, Mr. Spawn. Say hi, Eddie. Hi. See, I told you this was awesome. He's kind of like my own personal E.T. Do you like Reese's Pieces?
Pardon?
Never mind. How about your finger? Can it glow?
It did. I'm not sure if it still does.
I told you he's not feeling well. He fell on his head from heaven.
Your bruises. Did your dad give those to you?
This is unbelievable. You better not let Pa see him. He'd really flip out. Nope, that's crazy, right, Andy?
Yep, we just play lots of tackle football. Dad don't ever touch us. Come on, boys, don't be afraid. You're not...
Eddie! Andy! Get your butts in here right now! Let's go before he comes in here. Sorry, Mr. Spawn, we gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
There you are. What are you two, brain dead? It's past 10 o'clock. How many times have I told you I want you in bed early on Saturday? We have church tomorrow.
New York City Police Headquarters, 12th Precinct. Wow, he's even shadier than I thought. Look at this, Switch. It's no problem to track every phone call made from this building, except... Somehow, Chief Banks' office line can't be accessed. Plus, I've been able to check some of his political ties, and so far everything jives with this confidential file Spawn gave me. I've read it myself, sir. It is quite thorough. The possibility that Chief Banks was responsible for hiring Billy Kincaid to kill a senator's child, it's incomprehensible. Here I thought Kincaid was just a Class 1 nutcase working on his own. No wonder the chief wigged out when Kincaid's body was found in our office. He probably thought we knew something. Well, now we do. You know, sir, some of the info contained in this file is eyes-only stuff. No one but high-ranking operatives of certain government agencies would have access to any of it. Meaning our little red-cap hero just might be a disgruntled government boy. That's our first potential lead on him. I'm gonna get some coffee. Need anything? A nose job and $1 million. I'll see what I can do. Burke, why are you always moving so slowly? Don't you feel an urgency to perform your duties?
Hello, Chief Banks.
Stuff it. I'm not here to exchange pleasantries. There's been indications that you and your partner were involved in some unofficial work. Well, I'm here to tell you that if I catch even a hint of personal business on city time, I will have you suspended. Yes, it was rather unfortunate that Internal Affairs wasn't able to nail me for Kincaid's death. Would have really made your day, eh? How dare you? You listen here, I'm in no mood for... Don't you turn your back on me! And what's with that stupid grin on your face?
Oh, you'll find out, Chief. Bank on it. Ha ha.
Sunday. Peering from the dank shadows of a run-down shed, the hidden guest eavesdrops on the morning events. Boys, where are you? It's time for church. Right here, Pa. Oh, did I keep you waiting? Sorry, you know how embarrassed I get when we're late. Thank you for being ready. You're welcome.
By God's own divine hand shall he protect his only son, Jesus, who in turn shall use his hand to protect all others that follow the path of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for wiping out that speeding ticket, Joe. It would have really killed my insurance rates. My pleasure. I'm trying to figure out where to go now. I see your boys have been playing some more tackle football. You two ought to be a little easier on each other. Yes, ma'am. Oh, you know how boys are. The tougher the game, the harder they play. But they sure are growing up to be fine young gentlemen. I'm so proud of them both. Their mom would have been, too. That same day. What? Andy, be a good lad and fetch me that last beer. Why do you want to watch this boring golf? Shut up. You be careful in there, boy. Make sure you don't spill any. What was that noise? I'm sorry, Pa. You idiot. Look what you've done. I told you, that was my last beer. That's it. I'm through trying to beat some sense into you. Time you learned another lesson. Like dying. But Pa! Stop it. Stop it. Ugh. Ready, boy? Click. Now you two get to bed and think about what could really happen next time. I'm going out to the pub. Ha 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 ha. He's getting worse, Eddie. I couldn't breathe. He wanted to kill me. I know. He's completely messed up, but it's you I'm worried about. I can't let him keep doing this to you. He's really starting to scare me. Why does he do it? No clue, little buddy. But God help us. What just happened here? No, nothing. He didn't do anything. Who didn't? Your dad? That scumbag? Where'd he go? Please, Mr. Spawn, it'll only make things worse. No! Wanda, what is... that's different. No! Wanda, what is it? It's him. Who? Spawn. I keep seeing it over and over. Him tearing those men apart. Blood everywhere. Come on, sweetie, it's just a dream. You'll be okay in a minute. I'm sorry, Terry. He just seems like some kind of monster. There's nothing human about him. Nothing at all. It's okay. I'm not leaving, but things will get better. I promise. See you around, Joe. What a great guy. Always there for his friends. Glug, glug. Huh? Now what? Come here, Joe. I'd knock your block off if I thought it'd do any good. See, I've got this thing against hitting people for no good reason. Throwing punches is a really stupid hobby. If you get into the habit, you might find yourself hitting someone you love like I did and regretting it forever. It's not worth it. You've got a great couple of kids there, and they need a father. It's time you started acting like one. A lot of people have good feelings about you, Joe. It's time the two most important ones felt the same way. End of sermon. Now, I want to leave a little reminder for you. A message for everyone who talks about what a great guy you are. I'll kill you! Joe, you're not listening. Besides, you can't kill what's already dead. Now hold still. This won't hurt, unfortunately. If you're good, it'll fade in a month. Satisfied that his message has been received, Spawn heads out of town. It's time he got back to his home, his alleys. Oh, know what else I heard? That Beth Vasanen has a crush on you, and she wants to do some kissy face with you. She does not, does not. My wagon. And your favorite shirt, Eddie. Hi, fellas. How was school today? That's what he fucking deserved. You know, this isn't too unlike some of the things that I've went through. Not to that extent, but still, the trauma. It's rough, guys. So, this one kind of hit me hard. It begins again. Andy! What? Eddie! Help me! Get off him now. I mean it. How many times have I told you that thing's not a toy? I know. Blam! That's how it should have ended. This is a really powerful issue. April the 30th, 1995. The Klan. I can hear the devil laughing at me. I've been awake and walking for 8 days straight. Haven't seen another soul in all that time. I like it that way. My costume is throbbing. It's angry. It wants to teleport us back to New York, back home. I don't want to use up that much energy. I think about those kids in Alabama and their dad. I might have overdone it playing with their lives that way. Playing God, almost. But that guy needed to be told off, and I'm sure he got the message. And I can't stop thinking about women. Wanda. Angela. Wanda, I bargained my soul to get you back, but what thanks did I get from saving your life? You pulled away. You said I scare you. Was I supposed to be gentle with those creeps who attacked you? Then Angela catches me in the dark. One thing leads to another. She came on to me, Wanda. No one ever warned me about angels. But some angel dumped me somehow in the middle of nowhere country, Alabama. Nowhere county, rather. But I'm sure the same is true. See you around, soldier. So I walked. In a month, I've walked nearly 1,000 miles, and every town's the same. People are the same. Like the cars that go by. Different shapes, different colors, same noise. What's this now? Boys' night out? Carrying torches to light the way? Must be Friday. Probably gonna be a real barn burner. Wahoo! Get it while it's hot! Only saw them for a second, but weren't they wearing? Nah, people don't still do that. Gonna have us a righteous time smoking. It's not like I made the moves on Angela. She had her own ideas. So there it is. I cheated on my own widow. Heh. Funny, huh, Wanda? I've done so much thinking about you, I don't know where you really end, and my imagination takes over. Well, town's over the rise. Maybe I'll look in on the party. Might take my mind off things. Oh, Wanda, maybe it's best if I just leave her be. Stop it! Whoa, too much light up ahead. A woman screaming. I better check this out. Brad, forget it. It's not worth dying for, you hear me? Quick, bring the hose up. I've got to make a fire break before it hits the house. Hurry! It's no use. We can't fight this or them. Those people have come here to kill us. It's time we just left, forgot all this before it's too late. Leave me be, woman. No! Stop this madness. We've got nothing left to fight for. Let them have it. Never. Ain't no one gonna drive me off my land. It's mine, you hear? I'm not leaving like the others. It's time somebody stood up for themselves. Think of us for once. Not them. Excuse me. Think of us for once. Not them. They'll kill us. Nearly lost in all the commotion is the sound of dry corn stalks shifting. Pa? Those white trash maggots, I swear they'll pay for this. If it's the last thing I do, they'll pay. Not with me around, you won't. I can't live like this anymore. You become possessed. It looks like you folks could use some help. Josh, give me the gun. Move and I'll kill you. I'm unarmed. Good for you. I got a message you can take back to your clan friends. You tell them to beware, because I ain't going nowhere. This is my land. I'll die protecting it. I'm not from the clan. Then why do you wear a mask? Who are you? What are you hiding? My past. You see, I've dealt with the white man, too. Those boys are always in power positions, ready to use and abuse the black community. Somehow, we're never good enough to do the skilled work, but God, how they love picking up their garbage. Excuse me, they love us picking up their garbage. Whenever the backlash comes, they shrink back into their holes, making us as the targets for public scrutiny. Those sacrificial lambs, the black sheep. And when confronted, they give the same plastic smile and tell us to be patient. The best we get is the government quotas forcing them to hire minorities for bogus positions. My friend Terry became one of their token blacks. If we try to leave, they just replace us with the next one who was let into the line. Someone far too eager to please to even notice the danger signals. So believe me, I understand your anger, but they've only torched your fields. When they had all they could stomach of me, they torched something far more precious. That's why I wear the mask. Because of them. Jeez, look at you. You're some kind of monster. Thanks to them. Put that gun away and let the man talk, Brad. Can't you see he suffered too? He don't know suffering. We got the Kluxers trying to run us off land of his own by my grandpa. Ain't no way some clowns in pillows and sheets are gonna get the Armstrongs out. I'll take this to the courts if I gotta. This is America, damn it. Those men aren't interested in the law. Those men aren't interested in the law. They're armed and they outnumber you. You should listen to your wife. No good can come of this. The next night. Brethren, you all know why we're here. It's time to finally rid our fair county of the last of the holdout Negroes. One more convincing push and the Armstrongs should be on their way. Let's see how they react to a little cleansing fire. Hallelujah and amen, brother. We'll meet at Jerry's barn in 3 hours. Come prepared. While being trained as a commando, a ninja, and an assassin. A ninja? Al Simmons learned to make do with the materials at hand. Blashoom! Leave the Armstrong Ranch alone. Huh? Crap! Now what the hell was that? Never seen him before. Well, somehow he knew about our plans tonight. This shouldn't be. Well, bring him here. I want to see if we shot some colored psycho with a death wish, or if we have a traitor in our midst. What's wrong, guys? Ugh, this guy weighs a ton. Idiots, let me just see his face. It's stuck. The friggin' thing won't budge. Forget it. Fetch the chain from the trunk. Let's finish this properly. Man, it's very powerful. It says Greg loves Shelley. Huh. Johnny, Peter, get him down first thing in the morning. I don't want the evidence hanging around too long. Does that say Todd McFarlane and somebody can't? Really? They would put that there? Ooh. I mean, that's a really powerful image. It's weird to have that love message there, too. Just kind of awkward. New York City. Perfect. Just perfect. I gave myself a bleeding ulcer trying to build a case against Billy Kincaid. Spick, spick, spick. And what happened? Some costume freak leaves him in my office, dead, naked, and swaddled in chains. Cover my butt, Twitch, yes, sir. Blam, 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 blam. So now I find that Chief Banks hired the kid killer himself. If that file Spawn gave us is to be believed, the Chief's career is finished. Speaking of which, think you can finish this? Done, sir. You know, Twitch, for a pencil neck geek, you show great promise as a sniper. Thanks, I'll take that as a compliment. While Detectives Burke and Williams search for a way to expose their superiors, Brad Armstrong is making a sickening discovery. Dear God, not you too. Damn those murderers. You called? Drop the gun, Armstrong, or I'll give you a third eye the size of a grapefruit. You mean watermelon. Har har, good one. I'll kill you. Tell us another one, you black-faced monkey. If you had any brains, you'd move months ago and take your mutant son and slut wife with you. That should keep his lights out for a while. Come on, let's get the body down before... Glock, Johnny? Dear God above. Easy, Mr. Armstrong. So as you can see, Your Honor, there's absolutely no evidence to corroborate Mr. Armstrong's accusation. On the contrary, we are in Alabama, forgot that. On the contrary, a handful of my clients were injured at the site due to obstacles strung across the road. One truck was rendered completely useless while the other has extensive damage, as you can see in the photos. Additionally, two of their associates have disappeared from this so-called murder site. Shall I continue? That won't be necessary. Excuse me, that won't be necessary unless Mr. Armstrong has something substantive to add. This is a sham. Oh, please excuse my client, Judge Missin. Next time you try and waste my time with false and defaming lawsuits, I highly encourage you to have some evidence at hand. Murder is a very serious charge. More than a point, murder implies a body. Now get out of here before I find you in contempt. This town makes me sick. Soon, very soon, brothers. I promise that Armstrongs will pay for what's happened to us. No one attacks the clan without feeling repercussions. The path is now clear for us to eliminate Armstrong as scheduled. At midnight on Thursday, we'll take our revenge. Boy, is the judge ever fired up tonight. As the deadline draws near, the clan members go about their daily routines. Marking time, they submerge themselves in their particular passions. They'll soon know what it's like to have that primary focus taken away. Michael Balt cleans and caresses his Weebly Fosbury 455 automatic revolver twice a day. He treats it like a much-loved mistress. It costs him over $5,000. His devotion is a touching thing to behold. When he wakes from his evening nap, it will be a full 20 minutes before the tears stop. It took him nearly 2 years of saving to make the down payment, but it was worth the wait. Ray Crabtree Jr. is now the proud owner of the most powerful 4x4 in the country. Today he plans on putting his new treasure through its paces. Yeehaw! Crack! After today, his friends would torment him with the new nickname, 2x2. and in Judge Zachary Misson's chambers. I've been waiting, Judge. Tell him we had a meeting of the minds. Thursday, just before midnight, at the Armstrong Ranch. Come alone. I don't care what's happened to everyone else. Give me a 10-minute head start, then send in the cavalry. By the time Thursday arrives, paranoia has gripped the entire cloaked congregation. A bloodlust has supplanted rational thought. Where are you, Spook? Show yourself! Crash! Something falls behind him. Kush! What? I know it's you, Armstrong. Quit pretending to be your dead friend. It won't save you. Who's pretending? What do you want? More than you can give, redneck. You see, I know you're kind. There's nothing that would have even a remote chance of sinking into that racist brain of yours, except one thing. Fear. You know, that little emotion you use to make people leave their homes, their families. But that doesn't bother you, does it, Judge? Well, here's something that might. Your life. I can easily snuff it out. Lucky for you. Oh, your boys have finally arrived. That's right, fool. And that means you're a dead man. Must have forgotten about my friends. Then let's just see how well your friends know you. Rays of greenish light flash intensely for 3 seconds. Lost in the commotion of shouted orders and screeching tires is a single, unheard scream. In a few moments, they will find only one person inside. The other has vanished like a ghost. Judge, it's us! Over there, I see something. It's the leader. You okay, sir? What? It's a freaking colored. How dare you desecrate the sacred robe? No darkie is worthy of its touch. How dare you mess with us? What are you talking about? Bill, Gary, what are you doing? It's me, missing. Put me down. I said stop it. The outraged Klansmen pay no attention to their interloper's frightened appeals, even though he couldn't possibly know who they are behind their masks. They viciously pistol whip him, silencing any further protest. Somewhere, not so far away. After your court case, I could see you were just going to get screwed, so I took the liberty of eavesdropping on their meeting. I knew Judge Misson wouldn't be brave enough to meet me alone, so I turned up the heat a little. But you'll need more than that, Brad. Here's a file containing detailed documents. They show how land was illegally procured through extortion and force. The judge kept pretty extensive notes. His mistake. No body of government outside this county would disregard these facts. With these in the hands of the state judiciary, you won't have to worry about being run off your land. Your friends will get back what's rightfully theirs. Our people were returned. I don't know what to say, stranger. Thank you. I don't know how you survived, but God surely does move in mysterious ways. Hope the judge don't cause no more problems. I think you got the message. Another powerful one, right? May 31st, 95, the homecoming. Redeemer. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. He sits alone, swallowed whole by the darkness. His allotted space far exceeds that of the other nameless occupants. To the monotonous rhythm of wheels gliding over steel tracks, he thinks, playing the same thought over and over. Her fear and rejection like the flashes of light that sneak between the cracks stab at him. He thinks about it again. Another stab. He shouldn't have been so quick to act, he tells himself. Clack, clack, clickety-clack, clackety-clack, clack, clack, clack. But he was mad. Everything around him had become a challenge. What harm in facing another? He knows that answer now. Fear and rejection. So he blinks. A cue to change the channel. Think about something else. Home. It must be near. The costume tells him so. The costume, actually a symbiote life form, has been with him through a lot. It's rarely wrong. The mechanical heartbeat begins to slow as the steel beast creeps into the station. His costume goes limp. This is Spawn's stop. Even before it stopped, a sea of homeless humanity spews quickly from the boxcar. Their journey is almost over. The promised land is but a few miles away. The time for banding together now ended. Each begins what he hopes will be a new life, a new path. One occupant chooses a path no other can follow. This feels good. A city once hated has now become his haven. Filled with an anxiety he didn't expect, Spawn breaks into a sprint. More so, he wants them. Whoa. Filled with an anxiety he didn't expect, Spawn breaks into a sprint. Adrenaline pumps harder. He needs his allies. More so, he wants them. Finally engulfed in the black bosom of the beckoning shadows, he pauses. The familiar darkness blankets him with comfort. The king has returned. Come on, Bootsy, get a grip. For the last 3 weeks, you dragged me here to look at your friggin' footwear. But I missed them. Look, you put them there yourself. Made a big production out of it, too, remember? Now live with it. Oh, come on, Bobby, you don't just live with things for 20 years, then forget about them. I need to wean myself slowly. Just keep reminding yourself why they're up there. Yeah, I know. He did more for us than I could ever hope to repay. I miss Al, too. But I ain't gonna stand around all night babysitting. So wake me when you come to your senses. Boo! Oh, sorry. He says, boo! Ah! Holy! Al, where have you been? Excuse me. Try that one again. Al, where the hell have you been? We thought you were, you know, gone. Not a chance. I'd miss you guys too much. Man, I thought for sure someone had gotten to you. With all the crazies that come through here, well, after 10 days, we didn't hold much hope. Even at a memorial and stuff. I'm glad we were wrong. Though now that you're back, there's no point in leaving my boots here. At least they got aired out. Not far away. Orbital Station 1, this is Terran Headquarters. Acknowledged. Gentlemen, let this serve as a formal introduction. I am Raphael. I am taking over for Gabriel, who has been removed as commander of Terran Affairs. The embarrassing debacle of her dealing with the current Spawn and her personal grudge against a fellow angel create an atmosphere which shall not be repeated during my tenure. I will run this office with far greater efficiency than you may be accustomed to, and we will not tolerate failure on any level. Do I make myself clear? Affirmative. Good. Give me a status report on your current Terran readings. At present, we have 3 signals emanating from Earth. 3? Are you sure? We've reconfirmed a number of times. The readings are correct. 2 of the signals, though, are weak. What are we talking about, then? A partial? Derivative? Or an entirely new entity? Analysis still inconclusive. But all 3 readings occur in the same 5-block radius. The area is known locally as the Bowery in New York City. You mean they're all in my backyard? It appears so. The 2 weaker signals are mobile sentient beings, incidentally. This is unheard of. It's been speculated that a power transference may be possible, but we've known the character of each Spawn. None has ever willingly released power to another. This may put our prime target in a vulnerable position. Have you chosen a new vessel? Affirmative. This soldier will be tailored to our current data. Tests following our other attempt indicate that the elemental fire content was accurate, but incompatible with the subject. We have since decommissioned that first soldier. We conclude that our next subject must willingly embrace the vast power of fire. Ah, a soldier with a good soul. Perfect. Come on, no, not again. This won't help me find my murder conspiracy evidence. Have to give Jason Wynn credit. He sure knows how to make the most of his influence. He either comes up squeaky clean or has rendered the information frozen in the data link up. Someone's built a heck of a fortress around him. Let me try something else. Unbelievable. His entire file directory has been reclassified. My security clearance isn't enough to even get close to the secured data. That's never happened before. The best I can figure, those recent security changes were directed by an obsolete sector. They were shut down months ago. Old Jason is hiding something. I doubt even the president's office could get to those files. Maybe if I reroute through International Sector F, Category 12. God! He's got the whole system worldwide locked up. Only one option left. Upgrade my status, which means a transfer into Wynn's department. Like I said, been real quiet around here of late. Kind of boring after all the excitement you created. Can't say I don't mind the quiet sometimes, but it gives people a lot of empty time to think about things. Good and bad. What are you getting at? Well, a lot of the guys, they've been talking. Just stupid stuff, you know? Dumb rumors. Even a little paranoia, if you ask me. But the talk hasn't quieted down, Al. Now you're back. It'll get all crazy. I heard the other day that a bunch of guys want to drive you out of here. Think you're no good. They think you just sucked the life out of their territory. Bootsy and I, we want you here. You gave me my life back. I'll never forget that. Never desert you. That's why it was so hard to understand how you could just split and not say anything. Didn't have a choice. Bunch of angels dragged me to heaven, then dumped me in the deep south. Being a spawn makes me a prime item on their agenda. It just took me this long to get back without using the limited energy that devil gave me. Being away was a chance to see that my existence isn't the only one that's out of control. No one seems safe from conflict, not angels, not children, and some go to dramatic lengths to create the violence. So let whoever you run into know that I'm back. Tell him to deal with that fact. Anyway, where's my good buddy, the Curse? Got tired of hanging around? Don't know. No one does, but he's been missing for a while. Must have been in a hell of a hurry, though. Didn't even take part of his arm with him. What a mess, huh? Speaking of which, what's the deal with your cape? It doesn't seem very impressive anymore. I thought it protected you or something. You got me, Bootsy. It just kind of freaked out while I was in heaven. I lost most of it while escaping. It's still acting weird now, weeks later. The whole costume's been far more aggressive. The large pieces of its cape that were torn away have left it weak and in shock. I'm hoping it doesn't get too bizarre. It had been a miracle, his mother kept telling everyone. No one, not even his parents, expected such a life change from Phil Temper. Constantly in and out of juvenile detention from early on, finally convicted and incarcerated 2 years for felony grand theft. It was in prison that Phil gave himself completely to the Lord's bidding. Now he's the model citizen, even training to be a minister at the local church. After 11 solid years serving the Lord, he still prays every night that he will be worthy of God's kingdom when the time comes. Orbital Station 1. Bi-level sensors indicate an even greater tolerance for pain than originally projected. Our soldier shall be near perfect. The combined emotional and physical attributes make him indeed a superior vessel. In a few minutes, the subject's body composition will complete the internal transmutation. All that our Redeemer yet requires is the final step. Nuclear fire diffusion. Earlier today in New York City's Bowery, a mysterious light was at the center of the unexplained disappearance of one of the area's leading citizens. Phil Temper had worked with the homeless through various charities and shelters for 11 years and was honored last year as Volunteer of the Year by the city's mayor. Numerous eyewitnesses tell essentially the same story CNN has learned. They claim Temper was struck by what appeared to be lightning and vanished. His grateful clients scoured the area in vain. Temper is officially listed as missing, but some have expressed doubt that he could have survived the experience. New York's finest are still at a loss to explain the disappearance of a prominent Good Samaritan at the Bowery Charity Mission earlier today. A source at the police commissioner's office revealed that the investigation may include the Cape vigilante known as Spawn. This elusive mass figure has been a fixture in the Bowery since his arrival some months ago and has contributed more than his share of fuss and commotion to the scene. Our Crimson Avenger's recent extended unexplained absence has left the shabby little district much as he found it, drearier and quieter than any right-thinking part of Manhattan ever should be. Now bam! Out of left field comes another New York moment as a model citizen vanishes from the middle of a soup kitchen. This is the same well-scrubbed citizen who was showered with golden hype during our previous mayor's failed re-election bid. Could the sore loser have called in one last favor from on high and had the poor lad sacrificed on the altar of unwelcome ambition? The boys in blue, meanwhile, have given this case the same care and attention they would have stolen car radio in Times Square. Just goes to show how sincere our politicians are about their commitment to the little guy. Pick out an aw shucks social worker, give him a trophy at a press conference, then let him go rot. God bless us, everyone. An NYPD gymnasium. Goodness, sir, I've never seen that many digits on a scale before. It's even gone up since the last time. Hard to understand, especially since... Excuse me, that's him again. It's even gone up since the last time. Hard to understand, especially since you've cut back to only a dozen donuts a day. Not even this could ruin today. Little perky, are we? This wouldn't by chance have anything to do with Chief Banks, sir. Let's just say that right now our good friend is receiving a tiny package. And I don't think it's going to brighten up his day. Roses are red, violets are blue. Try that again. I'm reading too fast. Roses are red, violets are blue. Now that Kincaid is gone, the trail leads back to you. Damn. This is Banks. Get me Wynn. Now. At 4 in the morning, the Bowery's back streets finally drag to a halt. Each of the alley's occupants has sought out his place of rest. A careful pecking order underlies the cozy jumble. It is one of the short periods when it's safe to rest, especially tonight. Word spread quickly of their king's return. Now they can sleep like babies. And like a proud father, he stands in the shadows and looks down on them, his children. This moment feels so natural, the creature called Spawn thinks. And he listens to their muffled breathing. Let's try that again. As he listens to their muffled breathing, a sudden sensation grips him, his chains pulled towards some unknown destination. Danger, the costume is telling its host. He sprints 3 city blocks before rounding the last corner, then stops dead in his tracks. He curses the twisted existence that's now his, and curses the familiar figure before him. Therefore, your signal radiates the most weakly of the three. A necroplasm transferal from a hellspawn is the probable source. What are you talking about, you crazy punk? I'm not Spawn! True, but your newfound life has made you a receptacle for a residual. We'll get that right. But your newfound life has made you a receptacle for a residual aura you'd have no way of perceiving. You pose no threat. You are, however, the first such case to be documented. Orbital Station 1, acknowledged. Sentient being located. Permission to return to base. Affirmative, Redeemer. Locator readings confirm analysis of source. The scene is beginning to play like a bad sci-fi movie. I'm going to ask just once. Back away from him, nice and slow-like. This is between you and me, Anti-Spawn. The name is Redeemer. My mission is with this subject, not you. So leave. Your time will come later. Now this is interesting. Damn you. I said leave him alone. Don't you understand? You must be even more ignorant of your hellspawn abilities than we've determined. You do not have the strength to stop me. Listen to your costume. It's weak. Thus so are you. Spawn is tossed aside like a broken rag doll with each assault. His efforts are almost embarrassing. Direct attack is futile. Trickery now seems to be his only option. I said, release him! Spawn positions himself directly in Redeemer's line of fire, knowing the damage will be severe, but less crippling than it appears. Unfortunately, his strategy has failed. He never considered that Redeemer would teleport his victim in tow. Lying in a crumpled, exhausted heap, Spawn and his costume are unable to recover in time to help his friend. Now, there's like a problem with the book. I don't know why, but this sucks, and I paid for this, and really not cool. Like, oh, look at the size of that hole. It's okay. Hold back. Didn't want to waste power fixing it. The costume mended itself over it. I was hoping the Redeemer would think he'd done me some serious damage and give me an opening to ambush him. Does it hurt? Horror engulfs Spawn as his costume acts on its own, flailing and snapping uncontrollably. It can't recognize who's on my side. Run! The costume lashes about wildly like a trapped animal facing death. With every possible object now shredded, the costume and alley go silent. Deathly silent. The first hint of life comes hours later. It begins to move. To grow. To breathe. The costume lives again. Next issue, a new look. Alright guys, issue 32, the last of the volume, June 95, appearances. Great work here. This is by McFarlane. New York City. In any light, this structure is a testament in steel and glass. It takes on a monolithic magnificence at night. Its clean lines are broken with just the barest of adornments placed to accentuate its height. To the casual onlooker, it seems to touch the heavens. In some instances, it does. At the moment, this self-assured facade hides a massive reorganization. The previous director of Terran Affairs was unable to distinguish business from misdirected self-interest. Her taint must be swept away, supplanted. The business of business, after all, is business. This franchise wishes the complete confidence of his front office. Heaven itself. This creature's presence here has everything to do with building, with the building's divine landlord. Composed of necroplasm, this new warrior of the dam comes bound to a body sheathing red and black neural parasite. Over the centuries, these warriors have been named in hushed whispers. Spawn. More appropriately, Hellspawn. They occur but once each 400 years, should be every 400 years, and by their infrequence are relegated to fable and legend. Each occurrence, though, signals the inevitability of an ultimate unholy war. Our Earth is a convenient training ground. The penthouse suite of offices commands a view which seems impossibly far-ranging. With their back to it all, the newly appointed director prepares for a meeting, a very important meeting. Having been in the service now for well over 2 millennia, she understands the need for such get-togethers. Today's conference is to formally set the ground rules. Upper management's business plan must be fully understood, particularly in light of Gabrielle's fiasco. Like any successful employee, Raphael knows one's appearance is important at these sessions. Her reports are ready, and they show all current activities are clean. A few new policies of her own are already in effect, and she hopes they will approve. Miss Raphael, the dignitaries are here. Send them in, please. She's feeling confident, though a bit nervous. Please, make yourselves comfortable. May I get you anything? No, but thank you for asking. As you know, we don't have a great deal of time. There are other meetings. I hope you understand. Of course. Good, then come here, my child. Let me get a look at you. My, but you're a pretty one also. It warms my heart to see everyone take such good care of their vessels. I appreciate your kind words. You're most welcome. Would you do me a favor today? Your mother's name was Mary. I'd really like it if you'd call me that, too. Just for today. It would be an honor. I hadn't thought of her in such a long time. Thank you for reminding me. Now, how may I be useful, Mary? You already are, my dear. By having you watch over this planet, I have placed a great burden on your shoulders. Your position will put you under exceptional pressure. I'm disappointed your predecessor didn't work out. We cannot afford those kinds of errors, for evil is an observant adversary, one who flourishes in our times of weakness. Our goal is to listen, to learn. We guide only those who ask, and even then they mustn't know it's us, for the human soul is salvation for all of us. Salvation? Wow. Does that include the tortured and damned? Guards, get security in here now! We have a level 8 attack! Clear the leader away from the threat! Violence from either side will not end our difficulties. Where is he? You've kidnapped my friend. I've come to take him back. How dare you come here? Your master knows this is a conflict-free neutral zone. Your side has just made a grave mistake by disobeying the peace treaty. Our ceasefire is now void. What's taking security? Abruptly, that question becomes moot. Surround him! Prepare to fire at my command. You've got nowhere to run, Hellspawn. Give yourself up or die. Cornered, with no way to escape, Spawn considers his next tactic. Instinctively, for protection, he grabs the thing closest to him. Don't make me hurt her. Just give me what I want, and I'll leave. As he delivers his threat, he's aware of the costume going limp. It must be tired, he thinks. The changes have come at a price. Spawn's mind then flashes back to events a few hours earlier. The Redeemer had just taken Bobby. Vanished right before his eyes, Spawn was left powerless, lying in stinking debris in the alley. Then it happened. The costume arose from the dead. It felt different now, changed somehow by its own internal needs. Spawn sensed its new mood. It was angry. The only thing lacking was a direction for the anger to vent. I see you're still trying to learn. You might need this. Cagliostro, a mysterious vagrant who in some strange fashion knew what Spawn was going through. What is it? Information. But it's blank. You still have much to accept. Your friend needs you. Control your rage so that you may help him. Look again. 9 East 48th Street. An address. When he looked up, Cagliostro was gone. It didn't matter. Spawn knew what had to be done. He just didn't think it would get complicated so fast. Commander, do you see? He's got... I know. Yeah, I've got her. Now back away. All of you. I want this room cleared. With the costume weak and Spawn not at full strength, it surprises him how quickly they accept his bluff. He had no backup plan if they didn't. Except you. It seems you're the leader, so you're the one who's going to help me solve my problem. I swear, if you hurt her, I'll bring all of heaven down upon you. Lady, I'm not concerned about me right now. I want my friend Bobby. Now where is he? Your friend is nowhere near here. An intelligent Spawn would know that. It's obvious your master has picked another weak candidate to be his messenger. I've tried everything. I just keep running into brick walls. You know how slick the CIA can be. I'm just sorry I haven't made time lately for you and Cyan, but this mess is all I think about. I can't rest until it's solved. Unfortunately, they forced my hand. What do you mean? Ever since they abruptly stopped accusing me of being a spy, I've been treated really well. Too nicely, if you ask me. They've offered me numerous great promotions, but I think it's their way of buying my silence. Now I'm backed into a corner, and the only way out is to take one of those offers. I have to get closer to Wynn if I'm gonna solve this. I've already completed my transfer papers. You can't be serious, Deadly. Terry Fitzgerald and Wanda Blake sit now in awkward silence. Then, an unspoken understanding is achieved. Both pray they've made a wise decision. Calmly, he reclines in his chair. Jason Wynn, Supreme Director of U.S. Intelligence Agencies, is not given his to hysterics. I can't take it anymore. You have to do something, anything. This could ruin our careers, our lives. Calm yourself, my friend. No one is going to destroy us. Are you crazy? Someone's linked us to Billy Kincaid. Hanging out with a child killer? That doesn't get swept away too easily. How many others do you think know about this? I've received a file containing classified information which no outsider should have. The file was given by someone called Spawn. What? Why would some psycho hero have it in for us? All I know is I'm not about to lose everything I've worked for, so you do something about it. Anything. Believe me, Banks, I've already started. I'm no one's puppet, period. I'll keep this simple. You've got exactly 5 seconds to tell me where my friend is. Otherwise, Grandma here is going to be my proverbial eye for an eye. Another bluff. It's all he has left. Idiot, your friend isn't here. He's not even on Earth. That's your problem. Like I said, 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, you win. Luckily, for inexplicably, his powers have shut down. Orbital Station 1, come in. This is Terran Headquarters. Acknowledged. We need you to return the captured sentient being to our base immediately. Request denied. Experiments on that subject are incomplete at present. Current data show perplexing readings. Unable to release subject at this time. Gentlemen, this is not a request. It is a command. And as your superior, I demand that he be sent down here at once with the proper escort. You have 1 minute to comply with my orders. Do you understand? Affirmative. Seconds later, a piercing blast of light announces Bobby's return to Earth. With him comes the Redeemer, the one who made off with him in the first place. Spawn had speculated on this turn of events. He was hoping it wouldn't have come to this. Al, help me! Release him and I'll go peacefully. It's far too late for that. You've broken the pact between our domains by invading this site and threatening our leader. You'll not go unpunished. Redeemer, finish him! Spawn braces himself for impact. He'd been tossed around by the Redeemer at their previous meeting, and now doubts for the first time whether he can save his friend. He'll never settle that problem because the situation has suddenly changed. It is alive again. The costume. It's changed, swinging wildly, swat the attacker in midair. Then they wrap like a cobra around the dazed Redeemer. Bobby, get clear of it! Excuse me. Bobby, get clear of it! Hurry! It is acting completely on its own. Like some ferocious beast, the costume flails violently. It will allow nothing to come near. Then, like the chains, the cape launched its own attack. Like limbs and claws and teeth. Come on, lady, what are you standing there for? You want to get killed? Bobby, take Grandma with you! The costume parts defend their host, by whatever means necessary. The Redeemer reacts less with anger than shock at the sudden amputation. Uncontrollably, the stump spews elemental fire, demolishing everything in its path, its devastation threatening even those he serves. Yet Spawn turns his back to the barrage without a second thought. Granny, I'm sorry I had to use you earlier, but I didn't have a chance. Excuse me, I didn't have a choice. I understand. Great, now I need to get you out of here. It's not safe. As he touches her arm to guide her, the costume becomes lifeless again. Before Spawn can even react, the Redeemer blasts him face on. The intense force throws Spawn into Bobby, then slams both into the next room. While he lays catching his breath, Spawn turns to see that the artillery has arrived. Fire at will! Don't let him escape this time! To his mind, this is Armageddon. Ow! Do something! Hang on, Bobby, we're going to... Koom! The building's outer shell evaporates. In a heartbeat, trillions of molecules disintegrate. Transferred at the speed of light, they reassemble in the waste and decay of New York City's Bowery. Keg, I need your help. Al's not moving. I think he's hurt. He's just unconscious. Don't worry. Our friend fared surprisingly well, considering he just survived a battle with God. What do you mean? Are you saying God was up there? A chameleon of sorts. The Lord can appear in many forms. How could you let this happen, Raphael? Me? Don't you dare accuse me. It was a security system that failed, not my authority. But our fortress has never been breached by one of them before. Girls. Please, may I have a moment? This event has been no one's fault. As you are all aware, the security system is designed to deter those who do not believe, and those who are truly evil. Today, the system worked perfectly, for our visitor was neither. My children, you are too quick to act. The intruder is more than you think. Much like yourselves, he struggles to find answers. On his quest, he is faced with confusion. And from the conduct I witnessed today, I'd say so are you, proven to me that neither side is ready for the great battle. You see, though Al Simmons doesn't know it, I allowed him to do what he did, because he was fighting not for himself, but for a friend. Yet make no mistake, the sparks have been struck, and one day with time and guidance, his time will come. He is destined to be the one. As a guy who is a self-confessed control freak, which I am, giving up even a little bit of authority is very tough for me to do. And because of that weakness I have, I felt it was causing me to become lazy in terms of how I was drawing. Adding somebody new to the mix, such as Greg Capullo, would bring something new. If the sole reason that you are buying this book is because of my artwork, then I have failed in making Spawn the character interesting with or without me. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 29. I think Greg Capullo's work really fucking... I mean, it made the whole thing pop. Greg Capullo's always been a great artist. He's done a lot of heavy metal album covers. So that's where I'm very familiar with his work. Art Gallery. Spawn 27 color. This is the Inks version. 28 cover. 29 cover. I kind of wish they would have had these like full size. Would have been better to see them that way. Yeah, it's a really powerful image. Redeemer. And you can see that thing reflecting in his little... whatever that, I don't know, visor? Spawn. Looks great. I love that cover. There's the curse. I think I called him the Cure earlier, but I think it's the curse. I think that was the name of it. Here's a very weak villain. Of course we have that. Spawn Origins Volume 5 contains the stories and artwork that helped create the Spawn legacy. featuring awe-inspiring art by fan favorite Greg Capullo and stories penned by Spawn creator Todd McFarlane. Okay, so there we go. That's Volume 5. Quite different. And again, we're missing the whole Angela miniseries, which was a big part of this. We never got to see the battle in heaven. So that sucks. And next we have... Just give it a minute. It says loading. Please wait. You know, that's how these programs are. Probably just has to load up the drive that has it. There we are. Volume 6. Interesting cover here. But alright guys, that's going to be it for Grimm's Comics Corner and Spawn Volume 5. This will be kind of like your Christmas present, I guess. And we've got more coming, so just stay tuned. Hopefully the new year have some great comics for you guys. Alright, I'll see you later.